Despite last week's flood emergency, the Matanuska-Susitna borough election will proceed as scheduled on next Tuesday, October 2nd. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has the story.
Incumbent borough mayor Larry DeVilbiss has held the seat since a special election in January of 2011 after the former mayor stepped down. DeVilbiss has served two terms on the borough assembly. His family's Wolverine Farm specializes in carrots and helped bring the first organic certifications to Alaska. But the mayor, farmer, and beef cattle rancher says he favors big industrial projects for the borough.
They are key to our economic future, really, because I really would like to see the borough move from being a bedroom community into a community that has an economic base that provides local jobs. And of course, the port out at Port McKenzie is major on that, and the rail extension that goes down there, and the bridge, the Kubota Bridge. And I support all of those.
DeVilbiss has served as borough planning commissioner, road supervisor, and had two terms on the school board. He says borough finances are in good shape, with Matsu voters approving bonds last year covering 5 years of new schools and $64 million in local road projects. DeVilbiss also sponsored Proposition 2 on the borough ballot, which would add an additional $20,000 in exemptions for property owned by seniors and disabled veterans. He says the additional exemption fights inflation for those who are on a fixed income. DeVilbiss says the biggest challenge facing the borough.
Outside groups and environmental groups that don't want to see the rail extended, and I imagine when we start construction on the bridge, it'll be the same story.
Opponents of development rallied behind a recent move for borough support of a health impact study concerning coal development in the borough. DeVilbiss, as mayor, could not vote on the issue, but he says he would not have supported it anyway. The issue highlights the growing rift in the valley. More recent residents are increasingly vocal about keeping the area free of development. And DeVilbiss's challenger, Mark Masteller, has a long green history. A former head of Bioneers Alaska and a clean energy advocate, Masteller now directs the UAA Matsu Campus Renewable Energy Department. Masteller says the recent flood highlights some problems with borough spending.
The emergency response reserve account was drained about 80% from where it was 2 years ago down to about $500,000. And in the last few days with this flood event, we've pretty much spent all that. And we've still got 9 months left to go now in our fiscal year.
Masteller has served as the Alaska Director of Cascadia Green Building Project and as the Executive Director of the Alaska Center for Appropriate Technology. He agrees that the Port McKenzie rail extension is needed, although he questions where the funding is going to come from. Masteller says he'd like to see more professional and technical service industries enticed into the Matsu.
Those are smaller things, but they can contribute to a stable growth in our economic diversity instead of kind of waiting for some big project to happen that requires decisions from state or federal agencies or big investment decisions by private companies, et cetera. Those things are coming, they may happen, but they're usually long-term out there, and we need to do something now, and we have more control over those smaller projects that we can promote internally.
Masteller says he's undecided on Prop 2 because there's been no discussion of how to fill the budget hole when the property tax is not collected. Matsu voters will also decide on borough school board seats A and B. I'm Ellen Lockyer.